We gave up a bad one in the kickoff return against them on the first one. We had a guy out of position. Other than that, I think our punt is doing well. You know, Colquitt's having a good season, I believe, and cover unit's doing pretty well. Punt return, we're still waiting to get a big one, really, is what we're waiting on. And we just need to do a better job blocking the gunners. And we take care of the gunners, and I think we're gonna pop one. We're getting
Kyro
close.
Saved the day, didn't he, on that one you're talking about? Kyro.
Oh, the kickoff, yeah, he did. He, you know, I'm glad he didn't go in there with his legs. He hit him with his shoulder and knocked him out of bounds against a good returner. So that was good to see. You know, that was he improved on that. So, but I mean, there was no excuse for us being out of position like that.
Do you? How do you counsel Kyro on those situations? I mean, you don't really want to see your kicker get blasted out of the game.
No, I mean, we don't want him making tackles. I mean, obviously, that's sure. Not something we want. But, I mean, he is the last line of defense. A lot of times he's the middle safety, and he's got to try to slow him down, try to get him out of bounds and do what he did. You can't ask for anything better than that. I mean, it's just, I mean, if he has to make a tackle, he's got to try to stick his head in there and do something, you know.
After watching the Sunday night game this past week, how often do you have Kyro punt and Colquitt kick?
Kyro can punt. I mean, we used him, you know, during the preseason, you know, for practice and stuff like that. I'd feel comfortable with him coming in and being a punter. I'm not sure about Dustin as a kicker. We haven't really worked at that, but, you know, he assures me that he could do it and kick extra points and get kickoffs if we needed it, but I don't want to, you know, change his swing during the week or any practice that, something that probably never happened. But he assures me that he'd be able to do it if we needed it.
Dave, what did you feel like Kyro's range would have been had you guys gotten in a position for a field goal at the end of the game?
It changes all game to game, but yeah. But down there in indoor, you know, we felt like 35-yard line, you know, a 53-yarder, we felt that he could make on both ends. I mean, obviously it didn't matter, but he was, you know, the way his pregame was, so we needed to get to 35. I mean, in that game, though, I mean, obviously you're trying to tie it up. I mean, if we're at the 38, you got to try for it anyway. I mean, if that's what we get to. So, you know, he might have been able to bang one of those.